everybody. Welcome to Tadaima, Terrace House Podcast, your weekly companion to your favorite show on Netflix. I'm Robert Scarpinito, and I am joined here by Daily Wilhelm.
Konbanwa.
Jack Cepeda.
Ah, you hear that? There ain't no laws when you're drinking claws.
Bitch, that ain't...
The fuck boy and what? Tatiana drink a 2019. I'm drunk, guys. Fuck everything.
Oh, God. We're all drunk. This is so bad. I'm calling Sparling.
Everybody put a little extra zest on it.
See, so Jack, you stole my idea, because my intro idea was, hear that? That's some soju. Some fancy soju. Some there good soju. Because I'm already like a half a glass of wine in. A bottle of strawberry soju and a bottle of peach soju, and now I'm under real soju, which has like real alcohol in it. None of that fake fruit alcohol.
And I'm clutching an entire fifth of bourbon right now.
Roberto, why don't you regale the fan base, the listenership here, as to why we are drinking and partaking in these imbibements? What are we celebrating today?
It's our 1 year anniversary. Come by, everybody. Bam, bam, bam. Cheers. Cheers, all of you.
Ow, bro, salute.
You don't need to drink with us if you're a listener, but hey, you know what? Feel free. We haven't come up with a drinking game yet for our show. We can probably drink every time we say any profanity.
Anytime Colin takes his intro cue and turns it into a tangent.
Anytime Colin misuses a word.
There we go.
There we go.
Anytime Robert says, well, but...
Well,
and then anytime Daily sticks up for someone on Terrace House, drink, and you will be fucked the fuck up.
And for that, everyone, kanpai, let's drink to celebrate our 1 year anniversary. We've been doing the show for a whole year, and it's been a crazy ride for us. You know, we have almost over 700 subscribers on YouTube, tons of downloads on Podbean, and a bustling Discord full of our favorite fans that we love to talk to. And
the Discord is hype. The Discord is hype official.
Please join the Discord, because we love to talk to you guys, because we love to field ideas for episodes, and we love to just talk about Terrace House with y'all, or video games, or really whatever, because we talk about all kinds of shit.
Yeah. All right, are we drinking again?
Yeah, we've been holding our glasses for a while. Kanpai, everybody.
Dude, to do the show for a year and not miss a week of releases, that's rare air we're in right now, you know? Like, that's fucking something to celebrate. And so I'm very happy for us. I'm very happy for the show. It's growing organically. We're happy to have you guys along with us, whether you've been listening to us since the beginning. Welcome, especially you Australians, since the beginning. You've always been there for us. Or if this is the first episode you heard of our podcast, we welcome you into the Tadaima clan, into the Terrace House community at large. We love you all.
I do have to say, if this is your very first episode with us, please go back like an episode or two.
Oh, God, please.
Yeah. If this is your first episode, I'm sorry.
Yeah. This might not be the best place to start.
I am sorry. So the great thing is, somebody that I admire once told me that, like, if you take the audience, the amount of followers that you have, okay, 700, almost 700 in this instance, and imagine them filling an auditorium to listen to you live in person. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people to be sitting there like face to face talking to, and they're willing to listen to what you have to say. That's crazy. All right. So just getting to this milestone alone is insane. Okay.
It is.
And it's been a pleasure doing the podcast together with all y'all on the show, and also it's been a pleasure to serve all you guys listening out there.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's been fun for us. We sincerely hope it's been fun for you. But now that we've talked about, you know, the podcast that we do about the show that we love, let's hate on the show that we love.
Fuck Terrace House. Fuck this shit. Real quick, while we're just in the preamble here as well, too, for the people that have been with us for the whole last year, I'm not going to spoil anything, but I will say there are some gears moving in the background here. There are some exciting things coming up. Look forward to it. And just, I told you so. When it happens, this is when I said it's going to happen. So look forward to the show getting even more awesome, hopefully. Things are happening. Yeah. Crazy shit.
Hell yeah. So what we're going to do today... God, this is gonna look. I'm gonna be honest. I know I normally host a show, but this is tough. Anyway, what we're going to do today, if you've listened to our previous episodes, you probably know we've been a little bit not nice towards Tara's house. Maybe that's the nicest way I can put it. There are some things that have definitely been bothering us about Tokyo 2019-2020 Part 1. And now that we know that Tokyo 2020 Part 2 is dropping December 24, by the way, just... cool little celebration there.
We got Christmassy. That's a early Christmas gift, y'all. Hare
Krishna. That's like in 3 weeks. That's weird for me because I'm so used to the idea of like, oh, when's the next season? Probably like in 3 years. I don't know.
Yes.
But yeah, it's very soon. 3 weeks from now. So don't worry. We're going to be on Tokyo 2019-2020. We're still going to keep watching it. But for now, for Part 1, there are some things that have been bothering us. And we're going to get drunk. We're going to talk about those things that have been bothering us. We might sound like mean-spirited old drunk people, but you know what? It might be fun. And we deserve it after a year of doing this show.
You old wascally millennials and your entitlement. Damn it. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. We fucking, like... we're critical, but we're fair. And we love the show. We love Terrace House. This whole podcast is about Terrace House.
Most of the things that are in here are just because we know they can do better.
Yes. We know you can. We hope for better. And you know what? We are, I think I speak for all of us when I say we are optimistic to the future of Tokyo 2019-2020. However, Part 1 had some troubles, had some fucking things to overcome, and we want to address it here because I think we speak for a large part of the community in expressing these critical thoughts, right?
Yes. Yeah, and keep in mind, like these are criticisms that I get the feeling that a lot of people in the community tend to comment on too. So it's not like we're alone in a lot of these criticisms either.
Right.
And you know what? Even if we are alone in some of these criticisms, that's fine too. Everyone's allowed to have their own opinion, right?
This is the internet. You're not allowed to have a fucking opinion about anything.
By the way, we've been drunk for the last 2 hours and it took us this long to start recording. So Merry fucking Christmas.
Yeah, real talk. Okay, look, I've been drunk since Thanksgiving last week. And it took us so long to get ready to record for this. So I hope you appreciate what we've done.
Robert's brain is just on a rolling blackout here between 12 hours. We're still
in the preamble. Like I said, it's hard to get into this, but let's get into it.
Sloppy editing.
Okay. Let's do it. Yes. Sloppy editing. Okay. All right.
Okay. I have beef with sloppy editing.
So go.
Listen, we already talked about the meat incident.
Y'all, I trust Terrace House to not try to deceive me with like the cheap effects that I expect out of a show like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, where it's like dun dun, like there's always like the cue music, you know, and there's a lot of different things that are like influencing how you should feel about that scene. Yeah, there's like some cheesy music sometimes, but not always. But this part, this season, I feel like they have been very deceitful in the way that some things have been edited for the sake of drama. One of those prime examples is the whole thing where we were like, oh, Kenny did a really great thing for Haruka. That was really nice of him. And then it comes out later that he was like, oh, what a crazy drama you live in.
Yeah.
And we never see it.
Which is,
nope.
It's funny because like recently on our Discord, people have been talking about how like, oh, the editing in OND was a little bit iffy. Like there were a lot of Another Terrace clips that would have fit great into, into the actual fit well. Thank you, Daily. Into the
more
actual
bath scenes.
Another OND like episodes, right? Like, for example, a prime example would be Shohei's Dankle, which you can find in one of our older episodes that I don't remember the number of.
That's sweet, sweet.
That's OND Shohei, BT Dubs.
OND Shohei, that's right. Yeah, no, there basically has a scrote on an ankle. If that interests you, go back to our backlog. Anyway, there's a lot of OND and other Terrace clips that shed so much light on what happens in OND. And that made a lot of people a little bit iffy about like, oh man, like the editing in OND is a little bit weird. It feels a little bit... non-focused on what really matters. And I think here now in T20, there's a little bit of, not only are they not focusing on what matters, and we can't say for sure because I don't think any of us have seen all the Another Terrace clips.
No, we haven't.
But it's literally mentioned in the actual cut of Terrace House, of right. the actual thing on Netflix.
That's where the problem is, right? It's like they refer to the shit that we haven't seen. They purposely left it out, but it's there. They recorded it, and they just like, I mean, I have no other choice but to think like they purposely omitted this shit. And the thing that fucks me up with the Another Terrorist stuff is that, and I'm sorry, by the way, when I'm drunk, I cuss even more. So believe it or not, I'm going to probably cuss even more than I normally do for our episodes. But what fucks me up about this is that it would make the show better. Why leave it out? It would like fill in such a void there. Some of the best scenes in Terrace House are not in the actual episode. They're in Another Terrace. And it's just like one more hoop to jump through for Terrace House fans to really get the most out of the show that it has to offer. And it's just like, it's kind of a crime, man.
Yeah.
Hold on. To be fair, we don't even know if this is in Another Terrace clip. Like, we don't even know if he says that in Another Terrace clip.
Or if they just never even edited it in. Because one of the theories that I think we discussed was like, oh, like, it might be a production problem where, like, he whispered it and mumbled it and it didn't, like, really work as a take. But it's like, I still want that information because otherwise it makes the situation seem entirely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even if you think about it logistically, too, from an editing standpoint, right? So Terrace House is a Netflix show. Terrace House goes up on Netflix, and so it's not like there is, as we've learned from watching the show as long as we have, there's not exactly a hard limit as to like when the show ends, right? I mean, we've gotten episodes that vary all the way from like 29 minutes spanning all the way up to an entire hour, right?
Kind of like our podcast.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like but that's my point being is like, it, even if they added that clip, it's not like it's a matter of time for the sake of editing, right? Like, they could have easily added the extra 30 fucking seconds or whatever it would have taken to add this scene in. It wouldn't have been that big of a deal. So to be my own devil's advocate, I guess you could argue that you could say that for almost any Another Terrace segment, right? But, like, in this case where you lose so much context from one simple statement and everyone else in the house brings it up in the main cut of the show, that's what makes it a big deal.
Dude, you are too well-spoken to be drunk right now. I don't even believe you.
Drink right now.
But no, that's the thing about it is that I just feel like the show would be so much better if some of that stuff was left in and just sloppy editing. And the thing that really makes me want to hit on this point so hard for Tokyo 2020 is that we've seen hints of this sloppy editing in seasons past with Boys and Girls in the City, with Aloha State, with Opening New Doors. It was like little like breadcrumbs there, and now I feel like they're going to all new levels of like egregiousness with the things that they leave out in the editing. And so I think, like, honestly, like Tokyo 2019 2020 is the worst at this, and it's a trend that I want to see stop. They need to get better at this, and they're getting worse, and that's the major issue I'm having that's really detrimental to my enjoyment of part one so far in North America.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing, man. There's a lot of, I mean, as we've learned from, like, through the Reddit, through a lot of other things, like behind the scenes in Terrace House, we've learned that there's a lot of logistics that come with shooting a show like this, right? I mean, everything from, like, planning dates out to telling the producers that they need to set up at the location for dates and stuff like that if they're going to a restaurant, all the way down to, like, there's a rumor going around that the housemates are only at the house 3 days out of the week to actually film. Like, you know, so things are going to get lost in translation, but this particular instance with Kenny and Haruka, not really an excuse for it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was something that was already recorded and they literally just didn't show it.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the thing, right, is that even if the production value is pretty bad, it's not like American reality TV shows always have impeccable production value. Sometimes.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, there's some clips that are just like, really?
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, even if you wanted to bring up like bad lighting, bad audio, whatever, it's not really an exception to the rule of Terrace House. We get plenty of bad lighting, plenty of unbalanced audio. You know what I'm saying? So even then, just subtitle the damn thing.
And it's annoying because it was just one line. Like, it takes, like, how long does it take me to say, what a crazy drama you live in? That took like what, less than 5 seconds, right?
Even
like,
assuming you captured Haruka's reaction to it too,
yeah. And it's that too, but it's also like the egregiousness that I brought up a couple weeks ago of how they totally left out any commentary from the panel in video form, anyways, about the fucking pink scene. Like, what the fuck is that, too? That's another example. It's egregious, man.
That brings us to our next thing that has been ruining T20 Part 1 for us.
Part 2. Let's go.
Item 2. The porn scene. The fucking softcore porn pink scene. That was episode 11. Weird.
Preface this. Not to say that... I want to take a page from Robert here and say no kink shaming.
Yes.
Don't yuck people's yum, etc. But
yeah,
it was my main problem with it is that it really did feel just like it was like edited in there so that it could be edited out easily. There was no music, no like reaction from the panel. It just like it felt like we had hallucinated it. It was like genuinely off-putting.
And also, by the way, real quick, just want to say shout out to the community, shout out to the Discord. We had a member of our Discord put in the English translation of the live reaction track that the panel did do during that scene. So without that, we wouldn't have known shit because they never addressed it in the episode proper. So shout out to that. Awesome.
Yes. And also, I want to amend the Robert doctrine of no kink shaming with a corollary. No kink shaming, but also don't introduce your kink if it doesn't matter to the conversation at hand. Because right now, the conversation at hand is like, oh no, Ruka's a child and everyone wants to help him grow. But all of a sudden, also, softcore porn, titties, suck on them titties.
Yikes. homie.
Look,
that's what we were like.
Exactly, though, right? Is that it feels so out of place. Like, I'm definitely reacting to it in a very aggressive way. But nonetheless, it just felt so like, this shouldn't be part of the show. This doesn't have anything to do with anything except for the fact that it shows us that Shohei does softcore porn for one of his livings.
One of his livings.
We cannot words anymore.
So here's the thing about this, right? That there's multifacets to this. Like, I come to Terrace House personally myself, okay? Jack Cepeda on the internet to you people. I come to Terrace House to relax. I come here to calm down. I come here to desensitize. I come here to resensitize. But that scene, especially having to watch it with the four of you, thanks to our community that forced us to do that, was
it's totally your fault that this happened.
Honestly, no. I mean, I thought of the word like titillating, and titillating is usually like a positive word, but it was like overstimulating in a way for this. I've never experienced anything quite like this, and it's not like it's just a weird thing for Terrace House, right? Isn't it fair to say that scene was off-brand as fuck?
Yeah.
Isn't it fair to say?
That's true.
I'm not trying to sound like an old curmudgeon here, but it's just like, it's just unexpected. And the fact that the panel didn't address it just compounds the issue that it just seems so out of place.
It does. It 100% does, Jack. You're right. And it's a Terrace House first. And the closest I think we've ever gotten before is we got some real male gaze shots of an OND, and I'm forgetting her name. Was it Maya?
Mayu, and also of Aya. There's another Terrace clip of Aya while she's sunbathing. It's just like, look at her titties.
Yeah, but what we saw with Shohei was a whole bath. Yeah, it was a whole other level. The thing is, though, I think this only would have happened the way it did is if it was in this context, right? Because I don't think we're ever going to get like a full frontal of a housemate or anything like that.
Okay,
of Shohei.
Well, that's a good point, though, Colin, you bring up, which is like the second half of my point that I wanted to make as well, too, is that thank you to our Discord for giving us the English translation of this. Otherwise, we would never have known this. But during that scene, if you're listening to the descriptive commentary track, Yama is saying this is just like Kaori going to Beams. This is his office. This is him at work. And it just is indicative of that whole Japanese kind of thought where like, well, this is work. And damn it, if you're going to be a porn star, this is your office. You need to be the best porn star you can be. You need to dedicate yourself to this. So like, there's no issue with it. And I'm not saying there should be an issue. Like, I'm not trying to be prude like that. But it's just very different than Western thought, right? Like, look, okay, that's your office, but maybe not. Don't put it on international television.
Look, all I'm saying is I may be going out on a limb here, but I think I'm the bluest of all of us on the show. I think I'm the least afraid to say the word dick.
Bold
show.
Bold. Yeah.
Oh man.
And even then, it was kind of just like, this feels very out of place for me. This doesn't make sense in the show, and it doesn't seem to pay off dividends yet. If
and I
at
think
all.
That, and I think they, like, again, if it just felt like a cohesive part of the episode with a proper buildup and a proper like response to it with the commentary, it could have melted in.
Even just like a few minutes of the, like, him coming in the robe, yes, but then, like, I don't know, maybe if they're not afraid to, like, stage conversations, have him discuss, like, how comfortable he is with that, like, or, you know, like, him meeting the actress in, like, a cute, you know, like, embarrassed moment or whatever. I don't, but it just smack, nudity.
Boobs.
Scrotum. Yes. Boobs. Yep.
Which we, like, think it's scrotum. We're not sure if it's scrotum or ass to this day, but we're thinking. So it's just so abrupt, right? It's just so out of place, and there's no, like, again, resolution to it.
So my problem is, though, is, like, if you're going to do something like this, it's okay, yes, like, the event and what we were shown on screen in and of itself is shocking, right? Mm. But if I'm the producer, if I'm the showrunner, and I'm going to do something like this, I mean, my decision would be in this instance to just double down on it, right? If yeah. I'm going to do this, if I'm going to have the gall to insert this into the show, I'm going to have an instance where the panel reacts to it. I'm going to have build up to it in the show, or have it be more in the context, right? The fact that they did it to the point where it feels like a part that could have easily been edited out of the episode is just really strange. And if they were going to do it, I mean, they could have did it in a more tasteful way, I guess is one way to put it. They could have did it in a way that, like, they didn't need to show as much as they did.
It was definitely there for shock value. And so that's kind of what cheapens the moment for me. And so I don't want to beat a dead horse, because we do have a lot of other points to hit on. But, like, that's kind of the stance. I mean, I'm not sitting there saying I don't want more of that. But, like, let's, like, just have it fit into the whole Terrace House lore a little bit better.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah,
it's more about sloppy editing than, like, oh, we saw nakedness, right?
Yeah, like, I think we're not prudes.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm definitely, like, not prudish at all. But I think I would have enjoyed it more if it had been more like, if even just Haruka had asked, like, oh, what was it like being naked on camera? Right? Like, because that's a question I legitimately have for, like, every porn actor
ever.
Yeah,
I'd like some insight into that, yeah.
Yeah, but no one talks about it. Not even Shohei himself. The most he talks about it is, like, oh, yeah, I'm rehearsing for a role in The Virgin Concerto.
Like, I'm totally down to go into that world. Take me into that world, but don't just, like, pop me there and then pluck me out in an instant. You know, like, I'm cool to learn more
tease.
About it.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, it's only reference to this whole softcore porn shtick is the most titillating part of it. Is the nudity. And it's like, okay, that's
titillating.
Yeah, I said titty-zillatingly part of it.
Yeah.
Right? In that it's just the nudity. And it's like, that's fine and all, but, like, go deeper, right? Because, look, here's the real talk. If I want to get off, I don't have to go to Terrace House for it. There are so many resources, right? So why not? Why not, like, go deeper? Pun intended, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's a good way to end this. We got a lot more to talk about.
Same.
Let's go to... What's the complaint number three we have about Terrace House Tokyo 2019-2020, part one?
Do you guys know what spicy soul is?
Oh,
no, actually, Robert, Robert, I don't. Please, actually, tell me more.
Can you please just wear a shirt and let me know?
Hold on. Do you guys know what Captain's Helm is? I just want to be sure you guys know what Captain's Helm is. So, I mean, when you visit Tokyo, you know where to go to buy your shit.
It's deep in my subconscious. I don't know how it got there.
Seeing that on, like, an episode of something.
Yeah. Okay, so if you haven't gotten the subtext yet, Kenny wears a lot of his own band shirts and a lot of his own Captain's Helm shirts. And it's almost like he's just a walking billboard for all of these fucking brands. Which, granted, one of the brands he's very deeply tied into. But it's like, come on, dude. I don't know who Kenny Yoshihara... right? I think so. Yoshihara is. I don't know who he is. I just know that he's a fucking band member of Spicy Soul, and that he likes Captain's Helm.
This is
and Rosako, apparently, allegedly.
Allegedly.
He is allegedly boring. He is boring. And here's the thing, okay? Listen, despite popular belief, we actually do read all the YouTube comments. We read everything you guys leave us. If you send us an email, we're definitely going to read it. We see what the thoughts are out there. And so we thank you for your feedback. But what I'm saying is, like, people compare him to Taka promoting his own, like, shirt brand and all that. And yes, that's true. But again, the issue I have with self-promotion on Terrace House and getting that Terrace House bump is that Taka was also doing other things. He was there to date.
Yeah.
He was there for love, romance, friendship most specifically. Taka really only got
people.
Yeah. Taka really only got friendship from Shohei out of OND. You know, he met and he was with his girl, but that was completely outside of the show. You know, only until the very tail end did he get with that girl at that last episode. I don't even remember her fucking name. That's how, you know, much of a tangent was. But he did promote his shit as well. But again, that wasn't his modus operandi. That wasn't
right. That wasn't the whole entire reason why he was there.
And that's the issue I have. That's the total difference here with Kenny. You're missing the point here if you don't understand that. Like, Kenny is there. Brand. Awareness. Brand. Awareness. Instagram.
Spicy
Instagram.
Soul.
Oh, a girl said something. And like all the shit he says to Kaori is dumb as fuck. He doesn't know how to talk to people. He's a dumbass.
He doesn't know how to comfort Kaori at all.
He sucks.
No.
He's just like, just do it for your fans. You'll make more money that way. It's
so
fine.
Comparing him to Taka.
That says so much about him.
There's no comparing him to Taka, in my opinion. Okay, again, these are just some stupid boy on the internet's opinions. Feel free to hate me in the comments, but that's where I'm at with it.
You know, well, hold on. I'm glad that you brought up Taka, right? Because I think it speaks volumes, magnitudes of volumes, that my most, like, whenever I think of Taka, that one moment I think of is that moment he shaved his fucking mustache so he could show it off to the girl that he likes on her birthday. Whereas my most favored moment of Kenny is literally nothing. I don't have anything I tie him to other than the goddamn word hammock.
And you know what? At least Masao had a bunch of shows. And Masao, by the way, looked like a badass when he was playing his bass. Okay. Kenny, kind of, his vocals were too loud. The mix wasn't good. The lighting wasn't good. The crowd really wasn't into it on his show. So his one show in part one was not that good. It was like 6 p.m. on like a fucking Thursday or some shit. Like, I'm sorry, but Masao went up there, made the rock star face, fucking had that badass solo. The fucking music movement sounded awesome. Like, I'm sorry, dude. Kenny isn't really convincing me he's a rock star yet. He just is like, he's there again to build the brand. And so that's a big part of why I don't like this man.
Well, yeah. And to your point, Jack, I mean, he has basically said that he is losing a lot of the motivation for the music that he makes in his band. He said he's not really motivated to do stuff, much stuff with his band, period. He's kind of losing sight of what it is he wants. And he's focusing very hard on self-promotion. And he is literally only, as we said, and within like the last couple episodes, he's literally there just to play the metagame of Terrace House instead of playing the game itself.
That Terrace House bump.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if you were playing, not to get too nerdy on you, but like if you were to play video games, you were playing on PlayStation. Like, if the only reason you're playing games is to get trophies, like, what are you doing?
And I hope I'm not stepping on like another point we're going to make here in the episode. I honestly don't know what we're going to talk about next, but
same though.
The thing about it is that the cliffhanger for part one is Risako going to reciprocate his feelings or not? And I kind of checked out a couple episodes ago. Kenny, like, the ship has sailed. Like, I don't care anymore if Risako says yes or no. I kind of hope she says no. And I kind of hope you leave soon. Real talk.
I mean, that's the thing is that we've been, with this whole part, we've been like kind of wanting new blood to come in because it's gotten very, very bleh. Like, no one is like best buddies. It's kind of, it's stagnant. There's not that much house chemistry whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah, honestly, like, now that I think about it, we've gone 12 episodes without anyone leaving the house. I feel like that's a very long time for no one to have left the house yet.
I would have to see data from their other seasons. I don't remember.
OND was like that. Like, Yudai was about to leave the house.
Yeah, he left there yet. He left at episode 9-ish, 10-ish.
But there were things happening. Yudai left in part two, bro. He left episode one of part two.
Remember though, parts though back then were like 8 episodes a piece, not 12.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Right. But nonetheless, Kenny, look, okay, two things. One, Kenny, I like you because I know you understand English, and if you're listening to this show, please come on the show because we would love to talk to you and pick your brain about what it is
about wow. self-promotion and giving him shit, and wow. here we are self-promoting.
Wow.
Two, I wish you did something, like anything in part one,
anything.
Man. It's rough to watch.
It's weird that we didn't at least, at the fucking minimum, have a little bit more guitar lessons with Haruka. Give me fucking something, motherfucker.
That? Okay. My God. And that leads very well into our next point here that we have on this Google Doc that we made when we were sober. There's no house chemistry, like, at all with almost anyone. The most people that have chemistry, I would argue, is maybe Cowdy and Shohei. But even then, it's a little iffy because we've said this before, and I'll say it again. There's a feeling on this part of Terrace House specifically where everything kind of resets at the beginning of every episode, like a sitcom where things that happened an episode before don't matter, don't have any impact, and no one even, like, it feels like no one remembers anything that happens before. It almost feels
like sitcoms.
Yeah, it almost feels like, ironically, that everyone is making relationships just for the TV show rather than actually forming real relationships.
Let's pull the camera back a little bit. Let's take stock of where everything is here at episode 12, okay, which is where we are in North America. Okay, sorry, international. We're on North America schedule, and we're waiting for part two. Christmas Eve is going to be lit. I want all you guys, right, like, help me take stock here. Ruka is not really, like all the guys are not really best friends. Like, Shohei was kind of mentoring him a little bit in the beginning. That's kind of fallen off. I feel like Shohei has really lost a lot of interest with almost everyone in the show so far. Okay, again, we're only at episode 12. You guys might know more than we do, but this is where we're at right now, and we got to wait 6 or 7, 8 weeks, whatever it is, to get episode 13. So anyways, there's no real mentorship going on there. You know, Ruka's the only one really trying to find love, and he's failing hard with Kaori. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kenny, we've already established, wet blanket, wet soggy box of oatmeal. Fucking, again, Shohei is doing pink films, is, I guess, the most cool thing he's done, but he's kind of lost interest with everyone in the house. Now to the girls, okay? Risako doesn't know she likes Kenny. I kind of feel like she's going to shut him down. I kind of hope she does. She hates both the girls. I'm sorry. I think she hates Kaori. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I hate saying 100%. It. I don't think she gets along with Kaori. I don't think they're friends. I don't think they're going to talk after they leave. I don't think there's any meaning in the relationship. Okay? Kaori has some weird pressure relationship with Haruka. Like, oh, I got to fucking listen to her bitch about her day and her life and all this, and I just want to give her bad information so she leaves me alone. That's toxic. Haruka is whispering over to Kaori right in front of Risako. Yeah, like, what the fuck is that? Like, oh my God. Okay, so it's just like everywhere.
We just went over this, yeah.
Yeah, there aren't any fucking clear lines of chemistry. It's bad. It's bad. This is a bad group of six. I'm ready for a refresh. I hope it happens sooner rather than later. But, like, damn it, guys. Can we get something together? Can we get an actual show here where people are friends or like each other? Yes.
Yeah. They're roommates. They're slightly bitter roommates. That's just underline period dot. That's what's happening here.
True.
Yeah. That's just all it comes down to is just like, it's definitely a case of like, okay, I'm living with people that like either I don't care for or I actively don't like. And that goes for each of all of them. I mean, I think we've been in those situations, but at the same time, like, it's really disappointing because going into this season, I think all of us were pretty excited that because we got such a diverse cast here starting off this season with what it is they do and where they're from. I mean, Shohei lived in Taiwan forever, and I mean, like, it just the backgrounds of these people was super interesting. I mean, Ruka is just literally a kid moving out for the first time. And honestly, Ruka is still having a pretty interesting character arc in the house.
He's the only thing going right now.
But that's just it. It's like a lot of us have lost interest in Kenny because he just seems so superficial. And this whole thing with Risako just feels very out of nowhere, very fake. I don't know. And a lot of this, what's happening with these people is it. I guess what it comes down to is I'm just really disappointed in how a lot of this has turned out. But I mean, at the same time, these are real people, and this is why we watch this show, right? Because it's not scripted. It's not a show where like everyone needs it, everything's planned, everything goes a certain way. These are real people, and these are real people that don't fucking get along, clearly. And that's just the way the show goes. You can't predict this.
Because it's so clear that like no one really gets along that great. It becomes way more obvious, like the very scripted parts. It's like we definitely can tell in those moments where it's like they asked you to talk about this so that it would be a thing, or they asked you to like go do this and etc. So like the whole thing with like them going out on like the porch and talking to Professor right. Kojima right. about Kojima their sensei. Problems. Kojima Sensei.
Happens yeah, to be like the most perfect personality to learn how to be more of a man.
Yeah, that just really stood out.
Yeah, yeah. Daily, that brings us to our next well, point.
What number are we on out of 7?
I think 4. I think I can still count to 4.
We're at the medium point, guys. Kanpai, motherfuckers. Get those drinks in the air. Let's drink.
Kanpai.
Keep drinking with those guys. We're celebrating.
Hold on. You don't have to drink with us if you don't want to. Or drink water with us if you would like.
But or just keep thinking to yourself, wow, these guys are drunk and they're stupid.
Yeah, but we're celebrating. That's
fine too. Yes. 1 year.
Cheers.
We're syncing our whole show 1 year after the fact. And I'm syncing this shot.
Back, we gotta take a little break.
Our bladders need to take a break, more specifically.
Drinking does that to you, but yes,
indeed.
Daily, you were on a roll here, but yes, our main fourth point. I don't know if we've been counting it up until then, but we are now. Our fourth point that's been definitely ruining Terrace House 2019-2020, Tokyo 2019-2020 for us is that there's no script at all. Question mark? There's a kind of a script, maybe.
There is so. There is a guided outline at minimum of these episodes.
Oh, yeah. Dale, you had a thing going. Yeah.
Rant for us, yeah. Daily, please.
Okay, go. I'll rant for you. Okay, go. So, yo, I hadn't watched Aloha State. I'm watching it right now, so don't murder me for not having watched yet. But so I'm not exactly familiar with Eden Kai, Yusuke. And when he came over, I kind of had the same reaction as Haruka. Like, when she, like, heard him say, like, Aizawa desu, like, through the door, she was like, what? Who is this? I don't know. And that's again one of those glimpses into like no script at all. Because why was he like suddenly invested in like her, and they had like that deep talk, and then they went up on the roof and he like kind of asked her out.
Yeah, no, it was weird because right, like when he rang the doorbell and walked in, he was like, oh, I'm here to jam with the guy who's not home. The other guy who I have probably presumably the phone number of. In this house
that you can text and be like, hey, when can I come over? Okay, cool. Yeah.
Like, you could have just texted Kenny like, hey, you up? Like, you home? But no, I don't know, it's weird, right? It's just like, I'm sorry, my Google assistant thought I said okay the Google word.
God damn it, Google.
Don't say okay Siri right now, because everyone's phones.
You just said it.
You just said
what
it.
The fuck, everyone
said what?
Hold on.
What'd
hey
I say?
Siri, delete contacts, mom.
Okay. Damn it. That is just straight up malicious, bro.
No,
that is just
mama.
Solid malicious right there.
Straight cold killer.
But to damn tie it back to Terrace House, yeah, it's like, why would you come over to jam with a dude that you don't even know is home?
Because Hadaka's there and she has to cry in between you two. Because drama, I mean, that's why.
She has to vent her thoughts about the whole situation, because otherwise we won't know them.
She needs to feel safe and have no one else in the house.
Yeah. It's real strange, y'all. So the thing that I've noticed with all the Terrace House that I've watched is I feel like as we've gotten to the newer and newer seasons, we've only gotten more and more episodes, or more situations rather, where they feel like they're just not scripted but set up,
produced,
right?
Yeah.
They
produce is a good word.
Yeah, produce is a good word. And so they just happen more and more often, or at least at the very least, they become more and more noticeable, because it definitely feels like, hey, don't talk about that now. Talk about that now when we can film. Talk about that when we can film and get you guys on camera, and then we'll hash out the issues that you're having. Mm. Or there's just the straight up, like, okay, there's no way in hell this was, like, natural that this happened. Like, the scene between Ruka and our boy from Kojima from Kamakura, Local Mart.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, that scene was 100% like, hey, come out to the front porch.
Right. And here's the thing, too. Hearthrose, actually, shout out, bro, shared us with a production photo. And Daly, you don't have to earmuffs this, but this is like part of Aloha State. But there was a scene with the saddest tent known to man. And I think you guys know it if you've seen Aloha State. But he shared with us on the Facebook group a production photo of it. And it was like, it was really awkward because it was like the two people, the tent on the beach. That's all I need to say. And then there was like, I don't know, it seemed like just a plethora of people around them in different angles and different lighting elements. And it just seemed so staged. And it really took me.
I think I know what scene you're talking about.
Yeah, and it took me out of that moment. I was like, wait a second. When I watched that on TV, it just seemed like a very normal, candid thing that was kind of hilarious. But then when I see it with the camera drawn back, you know, with the behind the curtains view, so to speak, it just showed that it was like, no, wait a second. This is a fucking production. This is like they had to set this up. You know, this is not. It just seemed way less spontaneous and way less real. And that was disappointing.
I don't want to imagine Terrace House on like a studio stage.
Right.
In like a film house. Like,
And let's not get it twisted. Like, Terrace House has always and will always be a produced reality TV show. The producer almost always has a say in the events that happens that we see, right?
Yar.
I take, for example, the scene with, what's her name, Yukiko, the nurse from BGITC, right? With her ex-boyfriend. Like, there is no way we would have just naturally seen that scene with her ex-boyfriend turning her down to go date the hospital director's daughter. And by that,
which isn't what actually happened. But
He just went home to his hometown, or that's what he wanted to do. There's no way he would have just naturally, that wouldn't just have been something that would have unfolded in front of the camera. That would have absolutely been the producer talking to Yukiko and then finding out what Yukiko wants to do. Reaching out to the boyfriend, being like, hey, would you be interested in being on Terrace House? We just filmed one scene with you. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of overly produced parts of Terrace House that we've seen, but it at least feels a little natural. Like, Yukiko's narrative was building up to like, oh, she's definitely going back to her ex. Here, it's just like, oh, they're only meeting, fucking Yusuke and Haruka are only meeting right now because the producer said, hey, Yusuke, come to the house like around this time.
And it's a give and take, right? Like, we have to straddle the line here because if we, like, I think Colin brought this up like a couple months ago or whenever, but like, if you want the good angles, if you want the good cinematography, if you want to get that awesome shot of that Tamago Kake Gohan in the spoon, like, they're going to have to fucking pose. They're going to have to set it up. They're going to have to worry about how the fuck they plate their shit. You know, if you want that.
Yeah.
And if you want that good, like, depth of field, too. Like, that doesn't happen spontaneously. And so that's a big part. The cinematography and the food porn is a big part of what separates Terrace House from other reality shows. So it's a give and take, you know, that's something I'm coming to learn here.
Yeah. And to that point, too, it's funny because I was actually, I have a class with someone and they were asking about the show because I think they actually saw the sticker on my water bottle for our show or something like that. And they were asking about like, hey, do you do a podcast? So I gave them the whole spiel about what it is, what it's about, blah, blah, blah.
Word.
So it actually turned into a conversion, which was really cool. So she came back to class one day. It's like, hey, I watched Terrace House.
I love the sales lingo, a conversion. Yeah. Holy fuck, dude. Oh, my God. I'm impressed, dude. Holy shit. What's the ROI on this? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, so the return on investment is, so she comes back to class, actually, this past week, and she's like, hey, so I actually watched Terrace House. I watched the first episode of Tokyo 2019-2020. I was like, oh my God, wow, that's awesome. Thank you for doing that. What did you think? And so one of the things that she had pointed out to me was that, wow, it's crazy how like the show is supposed to be about it's like people living together, but like the camera angles get really intrusive. Like, you know what I mean? They get, like, right up in people's grills sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's just because they have a super hi-fi camera and they're, like, they can zoom in really far without actual, like, actually having a dip in resolution or quality or whatever. Or if they're actually physically putting the camera pretty fucking close in their faces.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and that's one of the things that, I mean, that happens all the time. I mean, you get the zoom-ins on the food. You get the zoom-ins on people's faces. You get the reactions. I mean, how intrusive are some of these camera angles and what are we dealing with here? Because it's really hard to be genuine in some of these situations where it doesn't feel like you're on the spot, like, or in the spotlight, rather. You know?
The cameramen are just the other roommates and they're used to it.
They live in monster closets around the house.
No, hold on. The other five people are always cameramen, and whoever we see on the screen isn't holding the camera. That makes sense. That's
you know shit. You know what would fuck me up. You know what would fuck me up if like the cameramen and the people are just the future roommates of the house.
That's it.
We just don't know.
I've been watching this whole time.
Then they just rotate like in and out. Like that would fuck me up.
That'd be wild. Okay.
That's a conspiracy.
So I have two things. One, I do want to shift us to the next piece of conversation. But two, if you're a fan and you've heard the fact that we have Tadaima stickers, let us know if you're interested in that. Because we do actually for real have Tadaima stickers. I have a few on my laptop and my tablet. So if that's a thing that y'all are actually interested in getting, let us know. Shout out in the Discord. Shout out in the Twitters. We'll see it. And, you know, if we see enough support, maybe we'll make it a little bit more.
Make it available somewhere. Yeah. And, if you want a Tadaima sticker, throw it on your bumper, throw it on your laptop, throw it wherever. Like, we actually have some. There are a few. They're rare as shit. This is like a Panzer Dragoon Saga on Sega Saturn type level of rarity. Okay. But let us know if there's interest out there because we have them. And they're high quality.
They are.
And they are. They were nice stickers.
If you went to PAX West 2019, you may have gotten one. But if you haven't, we might ship one out to you. I don't know. It's a nice sticker. I like it.
We'll see. Yeah, and we'll see. I will warn you, though. They're such good stickers that whatever you stick them on, good luck getting them off.
That's not true. Yeah. It's easy to take them off. You'll never take off our stickers because you're a fan of us.
Don't do that.
You can. They're not paper stickers. Anyway. Next thing that is definitely ruining Terrier's House Tokyo 2019 2020 for us is stagnating goals. Look, real talk, I don't know what Haruka does for a living. I think she golfs and she acts. I've never seen her act except for in Girl Fight.
She drag raced twice.
Yeah. It's just like, okay,
but that's
hold on.
A hobby.
Yeah, like what does she do for money?
What is funding this drag racing? Because that can't be cheap.
Yeah. And and then just to like round out our whole like thing about this, Kenny's dissatisfied with his band. What the fuck is he doing about it? Because we don't know. He's just like,
And nothing that he's fucking said, that's for sure. That's the last we've heard about it.
Yeah.
First and last we've heard about it.
And Risako parkours, but like, go on.
Smokes and it's out, so that might negatively affect her training. And like but we don't see any consequences there as of yet.
Well, at least back to Robert's point about it being a sitcom and how everything resets after every episode. It's like it's an episodic reality.
There's no
show.
Like real big through lines, really.
Yeah. Daily?
Yeah. I was really sure that like when they were like Risako parkours, it's like, oh, they're gonna like cash in on that. Because, like, how cool is that to just have someone, like, doing backflips and stuff?
Yeah.
They showed her flip twice. Yeah, they showed her flip twice. And that one guy that you was enamored with, I can't remember what his name was. But the guy with the long blonde hair. All caps. That's right.
In all caps.
Where the fuck's he? And also, where the fuck is Shohei's boss that was taking him to task saying, you're not a jack of anything? I like those guys. I want to see more of them. It's been 8 episodes. The fuck, Terrace House?
Yeah.
No one works.
The most we've seen people grow is maybe Ruka, but it's more of like a personal growth in that everyone's like, dude, you're 20 years old. Like, do something. Like
Cowrie, if any. Yeah, and Cowrie, if anything, has maybe gone down, maybe not purposely, but like her self-esteem has gone down so far. So that's disappointing.
I'll give Cowrie this, though, in that she may be like not growing. Or at least she's not doing as well professionally. But we see her grow through hardship because something is definitely striking her. She's definitely feeling a little bit down about her work, but she wants to do something about it. And it hurts her so bad that she needs to get drunk like we do with our friends to figure out what to do about the fact that she has imposter syndrome. So we see her growing in some way, and Cowdy might be the only person we see growing in any sort of way on a personal level.
Yep.
And the thing about Shohei, too, is that it's hard to track his goals because they change fucking hourly. You know, he's got different shit going on. So it's like, okay, you did that. Okay, you did that. Okay, you did that. Okay, cool. But you're not like getting great and proficient and awesome at anything. You're not putting in your 10,000 hours.
Maybe he'll really want to be just a pink film actor from now on after doing that.
He's going to be a pink boy.
Pink he's boy. Gonna I was gonna say a pink actor, and then I was like, that just sounds weird. Pink film actor.
We saw his scrote for what?
For what?
But for what?
But for what? That's the thing. And it's like, okay, yes, we get it. They have goals, but they're stagnating. And yes, they might get better, but here at episode 12, where this giant cliffhanger is for all of international Netflix, like for us to wait till Christmas Eve for, like there's just not a lot to care about. The end. That's it. I'm dropping the mic. There's not a lot to care about here, people.
Yeah.
Especially not the music.
The music is bad.
Cookie.
We'll get to that later. But I think my biggest pet peeve here is Kenny, because we've known about Kenny's dissatisfaction with his band since episode, I want to say, 6 or 7. It was halfway through the season. And it's like, when that's a thing that's affecting your band, which I assume if you identify as a musician, your band is one of your biggest forms of income. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. Right? Like, they can't just be like, you don't see the Rolling Stones and Mick Jagger in the 1980s like, yeah, no, I fucking hate everyone else in the band. And they don't do anything about it for the next 40 years.
And right? One thing I want to see, and maybe I don't know what the fuck's going to happen in the future, but maybe this happens. I mean, only if in a good show this would happen. But they've shown conversations with him having, you know, one-on-one deep conversations with his band, right, in their practice space. One time it happened. It never happened again. Guess when would be a good time for that to happen? When he brings up that he's fucking dissatisfied with it. Let's get those one-on-one conversations. It's out there in the public
now, too.
Yeah. Let's get these one-on-one conversations. You've already been in their band room. You've already been in their practice space in between songs. Pick a couple songs. Talk about this shit. Air it out. Let's see some growth. Let's see some fucking character development. Let's see some fucking story arc. Heaven forbid fucking Kenny goes through a fucking character arc here in his time at Terrace House. Motherfuck.
Yeah. Can I play devil's advocate here for a minute?
No, you can't.
No.
Do it. I'm allowing you.
Okay. Well, Jack gave me a pass. So that means I can do it. Okay. I think what all of we've talked about so far about the people in the house and stuff like that, right? Yes, I think there's definitely like qualms, and I think they're valid complaints, right? But at the same time, we have to keep ourselves grounded in thinking that, yes, what we're also watching is a TV show, right? Yeah. And these are real people on a TV show. And if you think about the way that people in reality, actual real reality, you know, work, right? If you're someone like Kenny, like, I mean, something like, hey, I'm dissatisfied with my band, isn't necessarily going to be solved in like a matter of 4 or 5 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but it's kind of like, you know that this is going to be out there, and we're literally at the point that it's in the public now.
Right.
So it's like, you can't expect to avoid that.
Yeah, you can't
avoid it. I would assume that reasonably something would happen by then.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you, Daly. It's more so that like in real life, people sit on things. People tend to hesitate. People tend to put stuff
off. Kind of like Tokui and his taxes.
Rip. Oh, damn it.
Rest oh, my God.
You're shooting me.
Daly Marie Wilhelm.
Whoa.
You brute. Name me.
Why don't brute.
Hold on. Jack, why don't you just say her social security number while you're at it?
267-567.
That's not her number.
No. 2330.
Damn it. That was fucking low blow. Hit me in the nuts. Damn it.
No, but I agree in that. Yes, at this point, I mean, especially at this point, because we're delayed by like 3 months because of the the Japanese release schedule and et cetera, et cetera. But at this point, I'm pretty sure the other band members of Spicy Self know that Kenny is maybe dissatisfied with the band. They might have known way beforehand because he might be actually a good person and have told them in private before the show aired. If he's a shitty human being, they know now because it was on TV. Nonetheless, right. It just feels like there's not, like, I don't know about you guys. I get the sense that Kenny is leaving soon, either out of there's nothing left for him in the house, or he somehow gets together with Risako and then fucking boinks it out of there.
Can I be selfish and say I hope Risako, and I really think maybe with the way we left off, I hope Risako turns him down. I hope he fucking gets the fuck out of Dodge. I'm done with Kenny. I'm done.
But nonetheless, like, whether he leaves soon or not, even though I feel like he will, it's just kind of a shame that on Terrace House itself, our narrative with Kenny is he's boring for the first three episodes, goes on a date with Haruka, and forgets everything she said in episode one, and then does nothing for a few more episodes, goes on a date with Risako and buys her coffee, and then is dissatisfied with his band, and then does nothing until he suddenly is in love with Risako.
And fucking maybe unpopular fucking Terrace House opinion here, number article 8.3692-4. Yes.
I'm glad that we went to four together. Thank you for that, Jack.
Thank you. So I am going to say, how about no more musicians for this season? How about we do that? Bad track rate. And by the way, I'm a musician myself, a former professional musician. Like, it wounds me to say this, but the musicians that I've stated before on past episodes, they are the most desperate of men. It's very sad. It's always very tragic. It never works out. Men that are musicians are the most desperate dudes. And I'm sick of desperation on Terrace House. I want to see some, like, affluence isn't the word, but I think competency is something that I sorely am missing here. There's very few men.
Confidence?
And there's, yes, I need competence in the men specifically on Terrace House moving forward. I need ability and I need confidence. Quiet confidence.
No more passive boys.
Let's see what happens when we introduce some, like, self-confident, self-made men in there that are competent.
See, and that's the annoying thing, right? In that, like, Kenny seemed very competent and confident in the beginning.
Yeah.
He seemed very, like, sure of himself. Like, he didn't need to prove himself because he was just a dude who was 31 at the time. And it was just like, yeah, if people like me, they'll like me because of who I am. I don't need to prove myself to them. And then all of a sudden, he's like micromanaging his appearance, his image, you know, his respect. And it's like, oh, God, man, dude, can you not? Because there's nothing more infuriating than running into any human being, either in real life or online, who cares more about their reputation than who they are and what they value.
Done.
Agreed. Well said.
I have nothing else to say.
We're like, yeah,
I mean, yeah, I think we've beaten the Kenny card to death, though, at this point. I think I have a pretty good idea of where we stand.
That's ultimately where it is. I'm just kind of actually done. Like, go ahead and get rejected by Risako, and go ahead and leave, and thank you for your time, and thank you for the one weird show.
Yes. And with that, let's talk about more music. Yo, the music in Owen, and not in OND, in OND was a little iffy, but the music in T20 fucking sucks. I'm sure, actually, no, hold on. I know for a fact it's probably good in Japan because Churches is on the soundtrack, and Churches is objectively one of the best bands on the planet. But
settle down.
The music in international T20 is so bad.
Abysmal. And here's the thing, okay? Hearth Rose is getting a lot of shout outs here, but we recently did in the Discord. By the way, you should join it if you're not, because it's getting fucking hyper by the day. Real talk. But we did recently over the last weekend, we did like a K-pop kind of like dance party in a way. And so we were talking about the Four Alarm or whatever it is, the music group that
Five Alarm, where they're getting
these fucking tracks. And Hearth Rose brought up during that K-pop dance party that it's really a matter of curation. You know, I'm stealing words right out of his mouth, so shout out. But it's really a matter of curation because there's a ton of songs there. And I think he knows exactly how many songs are in there. I think he said it's like 511 songs in there. And it's just a matter of curation because there's good songs, but the ones that they picked happen to be fucking sucky. And it's just like, it's low grade, it's low effort. It just cheapens the show, man. Let's invest a little bit into this show. You're already putting this porn and boobs and scrotum in here. Let's put some good tunes in here.
Hold on. I don't want to diss Five Alarm completely because at the same time, they brought us Slow Down by
That's the thing. There's good songs in there. They just didn't pick any good ones for Tokyo 2019. They phoned it in.
And the outro for OND, Frozen by another band that I can't name right now.
Dun, 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 Frozen.
Yeah. I sorely, sorely miss Frozen.
Good songs on Five Alarm. But right now, the intro and the outro for International T20 is so depressingly bad.
And the thing is, like, you think, at least for me in North America, okay, so I get it. International, hey, you guys are on the high rail here. You guys fucking got it made. You got, I mean, the intro is basically edited for whatever music they picked, you know, Graves by the Churches in this case. So you guys got it made. But here on the international side, we are fucking hurting here. And it's terrible. And it's the point where I want to skip it every time. I don't care if I can see Risako flip. I don't give a shit. Like, I'd rather skip it here and just, like, add more minutes to my life. But it's just, like, it cheapens the show, like I keep saying. You know what I mean? It just makes it seem like a low-grade, low-rent show. And I think Terrace House deserves better. And we want better. And we demand better.
And you know what hurts?
Snaps.
You know what hurts?
Snaps.
I know what the Japanese version has. And this is nowhere near a decent substitute for it.
It's like we can't fucking even watch the Japanese one because it just ruins the American one. It just fucks it up. Like, I don't even want to know anymore. Mm. It's depressing.
Yeah. You guys have been ranting and ranting here.
Okay. God, we are drunk, by the way. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't. So here's the thing. I don't. It's not really a hot take either, but it's like the music has been like decent in Terrace House past year. And then in this season, it's just like, it's not great. It's just fairly mediocre to me. So in that sense, I just kind of ignore it.
It's phoned in.
If it's almost, honestly, I would argue that it's not even bad. It's worse than bad in that it's just mediocre. It's so middle of the road that it's like, it's just forgettable.
Yeah.
It genuinely takes away from the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
It distracts. Yeah. Like, God, the girl fight scene. It was like,
well, yeah, that is bad.
When it suddenly started playing, like this, like, I don't even know. It's was legit so distracting.
Cringy, right? It's cringy, right? Yeah. It's the only word I could think of.
When it started playing, I legit thought, and Colin, you might need to help me out here, but I thought it was a Creed song. I thought legitimately for real it was a Creed fucking song.
I thought I was playing like some N64 RPG or some shit with that. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is this?
And look, it's just that it felt so, and this might be a bit mean, but it felt so like this is the closest it's been to American reality TV, where this is like the music is heightening the tension that does exist, but not to the level the music is making it feel, right?
Yeah,
and it's just like the last thing I need while Risako is saying like, it's so obvious that you're being an actor. The last thing I need is fucking, what's the Creed singer's name, Colin? You should know this.
Scott Stapp. Thank you very much.
Last thing I need is Scott Stapp saying, can you take me higher? Like, what's the last thing
we don't have the fucking license to that.
Scott's gonna come for us, guys. Jeez.
I don't know if he knows how to get to us.
No, he would say we're an FBI conspiracy. It's fine.
No, probably. It's
But it's, that's my point. It's just that the music is either forgettable or it stands out so much that you're like, this doesn't fit the scene.
Here's my final thought on the music, and I want to lay this to rest here. It's a missed opportunity to grow the show, and it actually is having a negative effect on my enjoyment of my favorite show on Netflix, to be quite frank. And I want better. I think the fan base, international fan base, demands better and deserves better. And let's do better in the future, please. The end.
I don't know. I think now I'm going to enjoy it just because if I watch the girl fight episode again, I'm just going to imagine
Scott Stapp,
Robert in the background instead.
Scott Stapp from Creed cannot actually vocal noise unless his foot is up on a rock in front of him.
That's true.
Yeah, well, there's that, and also he can't sing.
Yeah, he needs the Captain Morgan.
He can't hold a note.
He needs the Captain Morgan to maybe sing.
All right, what's the next thing we hate about Terrace House since we love this show?
Okay, so this is the last thing we have on the Google Doc. It might not be the last thing we have in our brains, but where is the fuck bus?
Where's the fuck bus?
Where the fuck is the bus?
We demand this minibus. The fuck?
The fuck
bus. I was really sure that would become a part of the show. Because not to say that Kenny doesn't have other things going on, although some episodes I could think otherwise. I thought that was going to be a whole thing about him talking about living in the bus. It gets mentioned basically all of once.
Yeah, on the phone.
And then it's like, oh, interesting. Bye. Like, we never visit the fuck bus again.
He shows one image on his fucking phone of that bus. And like you said, it's like a fucking afterthought, right? And yeah, it's just like, where are the group outings in this bus? This another missed opportunity. And again, by the way,
so good.
I thought this was like a big part of Kenny's personality. I didn't realize it was the only vestige of our personality this fucking husk of a man has.
Well, and that's the thing too, is like, even with the small scene we get where he shows a picture of it to, I think, Haruka at some point earlier in the part, it's not like he says he lives there either. We don't know that unless you watch the Another Terrace about him or the intro interview.
And that's one thing, by the way, all these complaints we have, like, I understand people might know, like, oh, well, you didn't see Another Terrace. You didn't see Another Terrace. All this stuff is happening. Fuck that. It's not in the show. Fucking most people are not going to see that. Don't give them one more hoop to really enjoy Terrace House to its fullest and have to watch the Another Terrace and have to depend on them being translated. You know what I mean? So yeah. I can't wait to watch those Another Terrace episodes, and we will. But it's like, it's not in the show. It's not officially canon in a way. Right? So that might be controversial, but it's just like,
it shouldn't be expected for us to understand an episode to go and seek that out.
Exactly. It's like the Star Wars expanded universe too. Like, if it's not in the fucking second or third trilogy, like, you can't expect everyone to just understand that. And that was one of Lucas's biggest faults there. But I digress.
Yeah, we can't expect people to George Lucas Terrace House out of this, right? Like, if it's not in the actual show that's on Netflix, that's basically 90% of your Terrace House fans, right?
Basically, like, and basically.
Basically, look, casually speaking.
Casually meeking,
most people who watch Terrace House only watch it through fucking Netflix, right?
There
are people who don't even know that Another Terrace exists, that YouTube is a thing where the people on Netflix post the extra fucking clips of Another Terrace, right?
This might be a peek behind the curtain too far, and let's just cut this and from this episode if maybe I am sharing too much. But if you guys saw the analytics of our show when the episode drops in North America, it looks like a fucking 90 degree angle. You know what I mean? Like, I understand there's a large vocal minority of people that watch this on VPN and like are current with episodes, but if you saw the volume and scope of people that are watching this based on when Netflix dropped these episodes,
International Netflix.
That's like 99% of the fan base is on Netflix schedule. They're not VPNing. There's again a loud, large vocal minority of that, but like we've seen the data. You know what I mean? This is when most people are watching it and they're not going and seeking those Another Terrace episodes. And that's a crime because a lot of the best shit in the show is in those and they need to see them. And damn it, we're doing our best to like expose them to that and help them with that. But like, we can only go so far. Like, I mean, I think the show, it's on them to put the best shit in the actual show.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, too, is the great thing about Terrace House right now, especially is I think we're hitting pretty good peak popularity internationally with Netflix. If you go onto Netflix right now and you go to the popular on Netflix section, I'm seeing more and more consistently that at least one or two Terrace House series are a part of that list.
Well, question though, how much of that is because of the fact that you watch Terrace House religiously like all four of us do?
I don't know. I don't know how that... Okay, so I guess it should be taken with a grain of salt. Like, I don't know if that algorithm is the one that's like showing us that, but if I mean, popular on Netflix, at least you know for a fact that there's some sort of numbers behind that backing the fact that people are watching the show.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, look, Terrace House might not reach the mainstream appeal of, say, I don't know, Witcher Season 1, or maybe like Stranger Things. Stranger Things is a much better example. Yeah. Stranger Things 3 is always going to have a larger market penetration than Terrace House, right? But yes. Nonetheless, Terrace House is growing because weeaboos are growing. There are a lot of people who like Japanese culture that aren't Japanese, much like us. And in that, we know that there are a lot of people who are watching Terrace House. We're getting to know Japan through these six people in the house. And we've said this before, and I'll say it again, albeit drunkenly, we know that Terrace House isn't a representation of Japanese culture, because that would be naive and false, right? But nonetheless, it's a nice little window in a part of Japanese culture, and that's how a lot of people maybe see the show, right? Which is why a lot of people gravitate towards it. In the same way, like we've noticed in our Discord, there are a lot of people who watch Terrace House, who listen to our show, who also watch a ton of other Japanese shows, like the Tokyo Diner Stories, a show called My Husband Doesn't Fit. I'll let you figure that one out.
Yo.
Tons of anime. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of cross-reference here. And the fact that there are a lot of people watching it, it's just a shame that they're not getting the full context of these six people in the house.
Yeah. So, Terrace House, I will say we love you. We really do. We've dedicated 70 episodes at least, and we don't see us stopping anytime soon by any stretch of the imagination. So, we look forward to covering you. But damn it, Tokyo 2019-2020, like you wound us. Wound us deeply, and we want to do better. And we are here for better, and let's hope for better. And we're here, though, till the end, no matter what, because we are Terrace House diehards. And I mean, again, we spent the last better part of an hour and a half almost venting about our frustrations, but that doesn't mean that we're not really looking forward to part two dropping on Christmas Eve. We are hyped for it, and we are ready to again be your weekly companion to Terrace House going through this quote unquote off season.
Let me put it this way, right? There are many things I like that I don't care about. You know, like Stranger Things. I like it. I wouldn't podcast about it. Right. But all four of us are here. We podcast about this show every week. And occasionally, yes, we do have the shows where we expunge our hatreds or our dislikes of the things that happen on the show. But the reason we go through the effort of gathering all of our audio tracks and audition and editing it and then publishing it on the internet for people to listen to is because we care enough about the show that we like the show enough.
We love Terrace House.
I love Terrace House. Yeah. I love Terrace House.
We started a podcast. We do this.
Not only do I love it, I am optimistic towards its future.
Right. And anyone who's loved another human being should know that with love comes a little bit of hate. That's just kind of part of it. Maybe criticism, right, is the better way to put it. I'm a little drunk, so we're just going to kind of go with the bluntness that I have. So the reason that we've recorded the past hour or so of our stuff is because we like the show. But there's some stuff that we want to see improved.
Yeah. And also we want to just foster that conversation, that two-way conversation, most importantly. So if you hate everything we said, leave us a comment. If you love everything you said, you agree, leave us a comment. We want this two-way conversation to continue. It always has been. This Terrace House community is an incredible community. It's one of the least toxic communities on the internet. We love everyone in our Discord. We love everyone in our YouTube, you know, good or bad. All opinions are welcome here. We just want to hear your thoughts here. So again, we did this as a celebration. Believe it or not, this episode is actually celebrating our 1 year as a podcast, as crazy as it sounds. But we're here because, again, we love the listeners. We love the audience. We want to grow the Diamond listenership. And again, get hype, because I can't say anything yet and it kills me. But there are some really fucking cool, unexpected things down the pipe happening. Look forward to it. The show is growing in popularity organically, and we couldn't be happier. We couldn't be more hype. And we just want to deliver to you guys the best Terrace House show we fucking can on a weekly basis, and damn it if we're not going to try.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jack said it the best. We at this point we've recorded what about set so about 70 hours or so worth the Terrace House.
This is our commentary.
Way more, over 100 hours at least.
More than that. So we basically talked enough about this show to fill out two of your work weeks, two of a full-time work week. And
just listen to us nonstop.
Yeah, just listen to us nonstop for 2 weeks.
Do it.
And I thank you guys for so much for listening to our bullshitting and our tangents and all the stuff that we love and hate about this ridiculous TV show that is somehow ridiculously addictive at the same time. So, I don't know. We hope you guys look forward to our part two content, because we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to uploading it and giving it to you to listen to, so you can give us feedback And yeah, we're just looking forward to the future of the show.
Maybe that's another idea for another show, guys. Like, why is Terrace House so addicting? I think that's a really interesting idea to explore because it is an addicting ass show.
It is, for sure. Daly, I don't want to leave you in the dust here. Do you have anything you want to say? I feel like I've been talking a lot.
Yes, you have, but it's okay. We're buzzed, man.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with what everyone's been saying quite a bit, is that we're very happy with where we're at. We're very happy with how we got here. And it's thanks to you guys, dear listeners. And the Discord just makes like my heart go doki doki a little bit. It's like I haven't had like a big community of people that are into one thing since I was like 12 and we were trading like Pokemon cards on like the playground, which I had a baller collection, y'all.
Oh shit.
Did you also trade Naruto jutsus, like who could do the most jutsus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all,
what do y'all get? Buchin no
jutsu? I'm not gonna lie. My Naruto ran across like the asphalt on the playground. Yes. Like we would go after each other.
Did you have the goggles
back
too?
Like what are you running towards when you run?
Stop
like that?
Stop calling me out.
So what do y'all know about Pogs? Fuck the bullshit. What do y'all know about Pogs?
Drop Pogs
a
comment. Are great.
I had a Pog collection.
All right, listen. All right, guys.
But anyway, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye, Daly.
No, again, happy 1 year. And like, just on a personal note, I couldn't be doing the show with three better people. Like, just the scope and scale of the different skills that everyone has here on the show. Like, I feel incredibly lucky to be a part of Tadaima, to be a part of this community. And again, like I said, I just couldn't be with three better people. So thank you guys personally.
Yeah. Like, oh, thank you, Jack. Hearts. I wouldn't do this show with anyone else.
Love awesome. You, man.
So, awesome.
Here's what I want to end the show with. If you've gotten this far, first off, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, like, my God. We're so sorry.
Holy shit.
I don't know if I would
guys,
listen
we
to
gotta
myself
go
this way. But even if you don't interact with us on Discord, on our YouTube comments, on our Twitter, on our Instagram, on our all of that you should go follow, by the way. Even if you don't interact with us or not, I appreciate you because I get it. I'm a lurker too. Like I lurk on Reddit. I lurk on all kinds of stuff and I appreciate a lot of things, but I don't vocalize it. And I want you to know, even if you don't vocalize your appreciation, I appreciate you.
Yeah, totally. I think that's a really good point. Yeah. If you've never said anything to us before, we appreciate you just giving us your time because it's such a valuable resource and we're here for it. Thank you so much, guys.
Yes. Yeah, of course. It cannot be understated. Like, because I think time is the most valuable currency you could possibly give anyone or anything.
For sure.
Thank you.
And you've given that to us. And that's great. I mean, we're just four people that have our own lives to live. And this is something we do for fun on the side. And we just so happen to have people that stumbled upon it and listened to us ramble about this TV show.
Thanks for giving a shit.
And so this is honestly like one of the highlights of our weeks every week. And without you, we wouldn't do it. So thank you.
Yes.
All right.
But enough of this self-indulgent bullshit. If you like our show, please email us.
I was about to tear up, you ass.
Wow.
Yeah. No, if you have things that are ruining your experience of Tokyo 2020, maybe if you're not liking it as much as the older seasons, let us know. Twitter, Discord, Instagram, our email, questions@terracehousepodcast.com.
Use this week to vent your frustrations and then let's leave us behind and let's look forward to part two. But use this week to fucking vent. Let's do it. Let's hate on this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because look, real talk, next week we're going to go back on and being positive about T20 because we're going to, we've got a lot of episodes planned ahead and we know we're two weeks away. We're 2 weeks away from part two, which I thought it'd be way later, but hey, here we go.
It is happening.
It's happening. Here we are. Yeah. So, you know, we enjoy doing the show, but we'd love to also hear your feedback, positive or negative. Let us know what you think about our show because we want to know what we can do to help you out to make our show better.
This is by far the longest post amble we've ever done.
Oh my gosh.
Let's keep going. Let's keep
we're
going
forever.
Yeah. But that wraps us up for this week's episode of T20, of our the things that ruined T20 for us, which is maybe a little mean.
Maybe we're ruining Terrace House and we don't even know.
We might just be the Grinch. We might be the Grinch of Tokyo.
I'm willing to explore that possibility.
But no, we do hope you enjoyed and laughed with us because obviously we're all laughing too, right? But we will be back next Tuesday. We're going to have another episode for you. Don't worry. We're still going to be talking about Tokyo 2019-2020.
We'll be sober.
Yes. No, this drunkenness will only be for this week.
Maybe.
Yes. So let's bring it all to a close. This has been Tadaima. Thanks for listening. Itadakimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Follow us on Instagram at Tadaimagram, on Twitter at Tadaimapod, and check out our YouTube channel, Facebook group, and brand new Discord server, all linked in the show notes.